He said, well, I think it was around 11 o'clock at night, because I remember my brother, I remember Fred and I having to run about a mile or so to get Mrs. So-and-so to come when you was being born.
And
so I know I was born at home.
Yeah. Was Mrs. So-and-so, was that a, she, was she a...
She was a neighbor that came to help mother when
I
was born.
She didn't have any specialized training.
Oh, no, I doubt it.
Did they have people like that, that a woman who... to help deliver children. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
What is that called?
I was trying to say that name. But
would it be a midwife? Is that what they called a woman who helped?
I think that is one of the names for it, but I think there's more names than that, more pronouncing it.
Okay.
But anyway, even my children was born at home, you know, but with a doctor assistant, but they wasn't born in a hospital.
Okay. And this is just a couple of pronunciation items. In a church, when the minister gets up and preaches, what is that called? That's what do people call that?
When say he's a good minister now, but when I was a kid, he was a good preacher.
Yeah.
You know, it has changed from preacher to minister now. To me, it's eulogy.
Okay.
But I don't know what it really is. When you hear a good sermon, I feel like it's a good eulogy.
I see.
But where I picked that up, I really don't know.
Okay. And people go to churches or religious settings to worship who? What do people call the divine being that you go to worship? What would be some names for that people would use?
I don't know. You see, now I go to church, not all the time, because I think one reason is because when I was a child we didn't have a church to go to. But believe you me, we was taught the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule from the time I was a baby. But to go to church, no, we didn't have that advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was always go to Sunday school or go to church.
Mm-hmm.
That was the way we talked. We didn't talk about why we were going to church. We was just going to church or Sunday school. But to me, I think of God as a person.
That's what I was.
I have some kind of bad feelings about some things. I think people that's lived in the country and out on prairies and things, you get a closer feeling of God. You don't, so many people, I get very disgusted with born again Christians. If you are one, I'm sorry, but I get very disgusted with them, because I feel every color, every nationality has their own Jesus Christ. I don't think that, like, you know, they feel. But now, don't believe me, I believe in God. But I think everybody has their own way of finding him. And I think that is from living the life that I have lived out, you know, we're out where we see what all God does.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to when you're out there in all that beautiful nature.
No, it's not. And I have been pretty close to the ministers here in Lamar, all of them, because, I would photograph maybe 30 weddings a year, so every church was a different minister. And I didn't try to be anybody but myself, but I made a lot of good friends, with the ministers. And I let them know that I didn't think you had to go to church every Sunday to get to heaven.
Yeah. Well, there's just something about being out on that, being out in that.
But
nature.
I do think you have to follow the Golden Rule, and I think you have to think of other people. To me, that is what you have to do.
Yeah.